AM FM breakfast. No Gary, but I have got a rather impressive stand-in with five multi-platinum albums, four of which were UK number ones, four UK number one singles, and he has over 17.5 million followers on social media. Mr. Ollie Murs. Hello.
Nice to be here, nice.
How you doing, Ollie?
I'm very well, thank you. Where's Gary with the double R?
Well, he's had to do school run, and it's a bit of a sore point because he tried to get out of it. He tried to get his wife to do
it
instead.
Family comes first. I get that.
There we go.
And I'd prefer you anyway.
Oh, bless you.
Sorry,
thank
Gary.
You. Oh, you can stay. I'll pay you later. So tell us all about your brand new single with Snoop Dogg. This is awesome. How on earth did that come about?
You know what? I heard the song, I recorded it, loved it, and to be fair, amongst me, Ed and the guys, we all just felt Snoop was like the guy that had to do this song. There was no one else out there. And he just brings such a level of coolness and swagger to the track. And I just think it's just perfect with him in it. And he was the only person I wanted.
He's a bit of a living legend as well, isn't he?
That's the thing. He's an iconic. As soon as you say, I've got a song with Snoop, it just perks everyone's ears up. They want to hear it. They want to know what it is. And the amazing thing is, obviously, with Ed Sheeran writing the song as well, him and Steve Mack, obviously, Steve Mack being the guy on it. And there's some other writers on it as well, which I can't name at the moment. I can't remember their names. But there's loads of people involved in it. It's been amazing. And Snoop DeLoop.
Snoop,
he's amazing.
I love it. Your little black book must be so impressive by now. You just name dropping Ed Sheeran, you know, it's casual.
Yeah, just casual.
Snoop Dogg.
Just came out of nowhere, Snoop. I've got Shaggy on the album.
Oh, talk
Noel
to me about
Rogers.
That.
Mr. Lover. Shaggy. It's quality. I think it's Shaggy that does it. I mean, it could have just been me. But no, it's definitely him. It's great to have him on the record. He's someone that when I was in the pub back in the day when I was doing karaoke and stuff, he was the guy that I used to always impersonate on the microphone.
Oh, awesome. Are we talking Shaggy now or Snoop Dogg?
No, Shaggy.
Oh, come on then. You've got to do it.
Supposed to be like, gee whiz, baby, please. Let me take you to one island of the sweet cold breeze. And when you feel like driving, baby, how many geese? And I will take you to a place to set your mind at ease. Won't you play with my foam bottom? Baby, please. Won't you play with my nose? Because I'm a hot tune. They call me Mr. Lover. Bombastic, semi-fantastic. She touched me on me, but she called me Mr. Road.
round of applause. That was awesome.
I mean, that is Mr. Lover.
Oh, Ollie, come on. So I'll tell you what, if ever you need to perform the track and you go, do you know what, I want Shaggy on it as well, I'm just thinking you just turn around, get in the Shaggy, mood.
I can. You know what? I will. And it's so amazing because when I heard the song for the first time, I always get really excited whenever I hear someone Snoop, when I heard Snoop say my name for the first time, it was like, Ollie Murs, big Snoop Dogg. I was like, oh my God. But when Shaggy does Ollie Moores, he calls me Ollie Moores. If you were writing my name from what he says, he goes, Ollie Moores.
Ollie Moores, that's your alter ego now. Yeah. I like it. That can be like your code name, Ollie Moores.
I want to like secretly play it to you. I'm going to play it to you.
Oh,
like,
yes, come
I'm
on.
I'm going to give you like exclusive of him saying my name.
Oh, please do. This is awesome.
So you wait a minute, because this is funny. Here we go. You ready? This is exclusive. Here we go.
Animals. It sounds a bit like he's saying all the moves, I reckon. All the moves.
Ollie Balls.
Oh, that is so cool. All the moves.
Oh, I love it.
I reckon it's all the moves. He's going with your new single, your one with Snoop.
Exactly.
There you go. He's referencing both.
He's thinking, I want to be in that one as well.
Oh, brilliant. So speaking of moves, yes. Come on then. What is your signature dance move? What is going to, get the ladies flocking on that dance floor?
You know what? I'm really into like the old school leg on the hand. Like the old leg on the hand.
I like
and
it.
And move it to the left leg and back.
Ooh.
But I've kind of mastered it with like my one hand.
Oh, come on.
You know,
for the KMTV viewers, we need to see this.
You know when you like you do
yes.
it double? But
yeah.
Imagine like I do this like, let me throw it around so you can actually see this in action.
Yes, right.
You ready? So if I'm doing this, But what I'm doing is I'm like putting one hand up.
Oh,
and then
come
it was, like,
on.
One.
Ollie, can I get you to do that around here so we can get it on camera?
I mean, 100%.
Come and do it here for me and we can pick it up on my camera.
No. So what it is, if they can see, so it's like not this.
Yeah.
It's one hand up.
Oh, one hand up. I mean, I've got to be careful in my dress, but one hand up.
Just one hand up.
I've sort of got it.
I'm like rocking it out. That's my new move.
Okay, I like it.
That is my new
the
move.
The signature move. That is awesome. Oh, that's an exclusive
when I,
there.
When I drop that move, girls just come flocking.
You wait. Oh, ladies, you ain't seen nothing yet. The ladies of Kent, they'll be banging the door down. You wait and see. Now, last year, when you came to Canterbury, you played at the Spitfire Ground.
I did.
And you said...
Oh, God. What did I say?
Kent, I love you.
Yes.
I think I'd like to move to Kent.
Why not?
But don't tell Essex. Now, is this... Do you bring this out at every concert? Do you go to Manchester and say...
Of course not. I meant every single second of what I
really?
Said.
Really?
No, I was... It was a nice moment on stage. I was enjoying myself in Canterbury. And you know what? It's a beautiful area.
We're a very welcoming
and I love
crowd.
Kent. I love Kent. But obviously, I am from Essex. And I think I can't do that. Just because my family would be like, what, you're moving to Kent?
It's the fact it's the other
you
side
can't
too.
You can't do that to us.
Yeah.
So maybe not, but it is a beautiful place. I do love coming over here.
Well, you're welcome to come and stay with us anytime you want.
Oh,
you can come
thank
and we'll
you.
Pitch you up a little bed in the corner, a little air bed in the studio.
What? You know, it's a big enough studio. There's a nice sofa in the corner. I just make that into a
there
sofa bed for me. Bosh.
Perfect. Right, now, Ollie, last time you were here... You did a little bit of a Lonely Hearts ad for us.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to play it to you.
What have I done?
To remind you.
Why do I do these things?
I'm going to remind you.
Oh, God.
And then I'm going to ask you something afterwards. Okay,
please.
Have a listen to this.
Oh, what did I say?
And I want to find that special person to go on walks with, to the park with, and just spend that quality time with someone. So if you're out there, call me.
Wow. So what's the verdict, Dolly? Did it work?
What's the noise?
Well, that was because we didn't have any soppy romantic music. So instead, Gary was singing in the background. Do you want to hear it again?
Please. And I want to find that special person to go on walks with.
That's his romantic music.
And just spend that quality time with someone. So if you're out there, call me.
Honestly, what am
I mean, go on romantic walks to the park. Has it happened?
So desperate.
Did that work?
You know what? It has. I've been on nice little romantic
walks.
Yes,
come on.
Not obviously regularly, but I do like a good stroll.
A nice stroll. I like that.
I do like a good stroll. I went on a date. When was it? Probably in the summer. And we went to a nice forest somewhere, like loads of people there and stuff. Obviously, mm-hmm. It wasn't like I'm taking you to the forest.
Ooh.
It wasn't anything naughty.
Nothing creepy, no.
No, it was during the day. There was people.
Oh, that's good.
And we went for a nice walk and I went to the shop and bought loads of strawberries and had some champagne and some you know, just some like little nibbles and a bit of, you know, it was a nice little summer's day.
Picnic.
Yeah, a little picnic
you
job.
You know how to treat a lady, don't you, Ollie?
I don't
like
know about
it.
That, but it was a nice little stroll. It was
oh,
lovely.
I like it. Well, there we go. Ollie Mers loves a stroll.
So I'm a little bit of a romantic one.
Yeah.
I'm not just...
It sounds like it. Well, do you know what? Kent's very own Ivy Page from The Voice. Now, she impressed you, didn't she?
Ivy's amazing.
Are you still in touch?
No, we have the odd message on Instagram.
Christmas cards?
We're not at that level.
Oh,
but
okay.
We do message each other on Instagram to say hello here and there because I do like to keep in touch with everyone that was on the show with me because they were great contestants, you know? There's nothing else in it. I mean, although... The papers would try and write things about that. But no, listen, all of them are brilliant. And it's so nice to see what they're doing next after the show. And
exactly.
Ivy's amazing. She was brilliant. I'm so glad she was on last year. I'm so glad we had that moment. Because it's one of the moments I look back on The Voice and find hilarious. So.
You look like you had so much fun. Was it just brilliant?
You know what? It was great because they just let me be me. And I think... In any job we have, you know, when you sat here doing the radio or even if you're in an office right now or if you can just have the chance and be expressive and be you, I think that can only do great things for your job and what you're doing. Even if you just sat behind a desk and you're able to vibe with people and be you, I think you'll get the best out of people. And that's when The Voice said that to me, I just was like, oh my God, that's like the best thing you could have said. Because then I can jump around, I can say what I want, I can dance, I can sing, I can have a laugh with Tom, I can interact with the crowd. There was all these different things and they said I can do what I want. So it was
that's so good.
You said I can do what I want?
Yeah, okay, free reign. Thank you. Watch out.
But no, it was so much fun. It was a really great show and I can't wait. We're actually recording it next week.
Oh, so exciting.
So with the Voice will be back next year between January and April. So watch this space.
That is so cool. And now you're a seasoned pro. You've got your feet well under the table.
I am. Tactics
for this year? Anything?
You know what? I don't have any tactics.
No.
I'm just going to go in there, fresh head, see what happens, fresh ideas. And just, I think a year's experience on The Voice has really helped me.
Yeah.
I think now I'll be able to battle them a little bit more. Maybe come out fighting a bit more. And also, I think I'm the only artist out of... Actually, me and Will, I think Will's got some new songs out as well. So we've got new music out there. So it's like a good, you know...
Yeah.
We're all still doing music, which is amazing. None
that's
of us
really
have
good.
Retired or anything.
No, exactly.
I mean, Sir Tom Jones.
Oh, he's a legend.
That's what inspired me to do this new album. he really did inspire me, Sir Tom. Because,
what, Tom Jones?
Yeah, because I was sat with him and I was humming and ironing to do new music. I was like, oh, God, maybe I won't do it again. Maybe I'm not sure. And this guy's had a hit in like every decade for 60 years.
Wow.
I mean, come on. That's
awesome, isn't it? That's goals right
so
there.
So I was like, you know what? I need to do what this guy's doing.
Yeah. So you just got to keep going. Hard graft.
Wait, I'll be coming in here for the next 60 years.
Exactly.
Laura, you better still
I'll
be here.
Yeah, I'll put it in my diary now. Yeah.
You better still be here.
We'll be
60.
There. We might have our blankies and we might have, you know, a little Zimmer frame to
good
go round on.
Welcome to KMFM.
Yeah. I still want you to show me all the dance moves, even when we're old.
Oh, do you know what? I'll still be doing that. Yeah, 100%.
I'll hold you to that. Okay, now I've got a little challenge for you.
Yes.
Because I know that you used to work in a call centre.
I did.
And you used to be very good at sales.
All right, yeah.
So this game is called Toilets and Teabag.
Toilet and Teabag.
Okay, so
exclusive to KMFM, Kent's biggest hits, all day, every day, with Laura in the breakfast show.
This is so good. Right. Behind my back, I've got two items.
Oh, okay.
You've got to choose a hand, left or right, and then whichever item it is, you've got to sell it to me, okay?
Okay, I would like your right hand, please.
My right hand.
Oh,
here
wow.
you go.
Well, listen, what is coming my way now? Is a very big white roll.
Yep.
Now, you know, when we go and sit on the toilet sometimes, you're not too sure what you're going to be using. But this, Laura, is very, very special. It's soft. It's comfortable. When that hits them cheeks, you're going to know about it. It's really soft. It's going to make everything come off in one wipe. That's how good this is.
Beautiful.
You're not going to need two or three rolls of this toilet paper.
What are we talking price-wise?
It can be whatever you want it to be. We're looking at a resale of 99p.
Oh, okay. That's a bargain. How many?
Six of these you'll get for 99p.
Right.
It's not a pound. It's not a pound and a penny. 99p.
That's really
to make you feel a little bit better about yourself.
You really
if you want,
me.
You can always donate that 1p to charity. Depends what kind of person you are. But listen, it's available in stores all across the country, but this is exclusive just for you today.
Thank you so much.
It's very, very comfortable. It's white. An interesting fact, there is many people out there that have different coloured toilet paper, but white is the colour. It's the colour you all want to know. You want to know what you're wiping off your bottom. And this, indeed, does the job.
Sold.
Thank you, darling. I'll take 10.
I don't even care what ply it is.
See, I can sell anything. Give it to me.
Right. Now, as you were so good at that, I want to challenge you to a bit of a game.
Okay.
And you have played this game before.
Ooh.
And I'm afraid to say that currently you're bottom of the leaderboard.
What?
The celebrity leaderboard. You are at the bottom.
Okay.
So, do you want to have a go?
I would like to redeem myself.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. Let's redeem Ollie Murs on Say It, the celebrity leaderboard. You're at the bottom at the moment. So, should we have a go next?
Please.
It's KMFM Breakfast and we are about to play Celebrity Say It with Ollie Murs, who is currently at the bottom of the leaderboard. With a score of 9. Okay.
9. So hang on a minute. I'm at the bottom of the leaderboard with 9.
Yeah.
Who's top?
Top of the leaderboard right now is Years and Years
How
with
many?
17.
Are you having a laugh?
But there are three of them.
Oh, that's true.
Black Eyed Peas, your mate Will.i.am.
Yeah.
He's second with 16 with his bandmate Taboo. But also
Jeez.
On the list, let's go for solo male artists. So we've got James Arthur, he got 12.
Right.
Ed Sheeran got 12.
Right.
Liam Payne got 13.
Wow.
Callum Scott got 14.
God.
And Strictly's very own Anton Dubec got 16.
Well.
So I think try and get at least 12.
Come on, we could do this.
You've got to beat Ed Sheeran with 12.
Help me in the cars at home.
Okay.
Shout them out. Let me know what you think. Help me.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's play Say It in 3, 2, 1. Okay, it's like a crocodile, but the other one.
An alligator.
Yes, it's what you would do when you put your hand in the air when you see somebody you know.
A wave?
Yes, it's when you go, achoo! What is it?
Are you sneezing?
Yeah, it's one of these a day keeps the doctor away.
Fruit?
Yeah, the type of fruit. It's can be like Granny Smith.
An apple.
Goldilocks and the... what's the fairy tale? Goldilocks, there's a number
Alice
of them.
We'll pass.
Okay, it's what you do, it's dancing where you point on your tiptoes and you do like pliés and you have a bar.
Swan Lake! No, I know it. Oh, God.
Should we pass?
No, don't pass.
It's Pink Tutu.
Oh, God. Pass.
Okay, pass.
I know that one.
She's a Disney character with really, really, really long hair and it's let down your hair and she's up in the castle.
Oh, it's Romeo and Juliet. No, it's...
No, it's not.
Princess.
It does begin with that letter.
It's a princess.
The Romeo letter.
It's princess. Oh,
someone let down
God.
Your hair.
Oh, just keep going.
Okay,
oh,
it was Rapunzel and our time's up.
Oh, my God.
Ollie, you got 9 last time. You got alligator for 1, wave for 2, sneeze for 3, apple for 4, 3 bears we passed, and ballet we passed. Ballet. And you didn't get Rapunzel in time. So you've gone from 9 down to 4.
I'm really upset right now.
Ollie Murs, but you've kept your place at the bottom
of
the leaderboard.
Your clap said it all.
Yeah.
Just, well done.
It's just a slow clap.
Can we not just do it again?
Well, look, at least you are very good at singing and you're great at the records and you're great at performing and you're going on tour,
and
which
I'm stupid
we are buzzing for.
Please don't ever ring me. Do you know what? For anyone listening, please don't call me to be your friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or any game show in general, because I am pretty poor.
And no mentions of fairy tales to Ollie Murs, because the Three Bears aren't his friends.
And you know what? I can't even pick boxes on Deal or No Deal. Do you know that I did the show twice? As a non-celebrity and a celebrity, how much do you think I won?
Oh, I'm guessing 1p based on your Say It score.
Oh, okay. God, you could have gone I won £10.50.
Oh, that's better than I thought, though.
I had a chance to win £500,000. I went away with £10.50.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Ollie Murs, everyone, with
£10.50. Thank you.
On KMFM Breakfast.
Wow. Jeez.